Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Britain has raised its terror threat level to critical after a bomb attack on a London subway that has been claimed by the Islamic State. Here is Prime Minister Theresa May.
For this period, military personnel will replace police officers on guard duties at certain protected sites which are not accessible to the public. The public will see more armed police on the transport network and on our streets, providing extra protection.
Islamic State said it was an improvised explosive device that was used at the Parsons Green subway station early Friday. At least 29 people were wounded when the IED was detonated by an IS-affiliated unit. Prime Minister May called the West London attack cowardly and urged London residents to go about their normal routines. President Trump has responded to North Korea's most recent missile launch. He made the remarks during a speech to military personnel and their families at Joint Base Andrews in Maryland, just outside of Washington.
America and our allies will never be intimidated. We will defend our people, our nations, and our civilization from all who dare to threaten our way of life.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said on Twitter that North Korea's missile launch is another reckless breach of UN resolutions. He also said it was a major threat to international peace and security, which demands a global response. And at the UN, the Security Council met behind closed doors and later said the council condemned the highly provocative launch of a missile that flew over Japan and landed in the Pacific. This is VOA News. Bangladesh is protesting a violation of its airspace by helicopters and drones from Myanmar as tensions between the two countries escalate over a massive influx of Rohingya Muslim refugees into Bangladesh. UN spokesman Stefan Dujarric says the number of Rohingya refugees who have fled across the border to Bangladesh has now climbed to nearly 400,000. Meanwhile, UN and international agencies are reporting that mass exodus of refugees fleeing violence in Myanmar appears unstoppable. We get more from Lisa Schlein at the UN in Geneva.
Aid agencies are increasing assistance operations in response to the ever-worsening crisis. Chris Loam is the International Organization for Migration's Senior Communications Officer. He says many of the people on the move are heading toward a large new government area being set aside for the refugees. But he adds about half of the 400,000 are living alongside the road on wastelands or on hills in horrible conditions. The UN Children's Fund reports youngsters account for 240,000 of the Rakhine refugees. To try to head off the spread of killer diseases, UNICEF and the World Health Organization are starting a vaccine campaign against measles and polio on Saturday. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Turkey, Russia, and Iran have agreed to a deal that will see the countries work together to police a de-escalation zone in Syria's Idlib province for the next 6 months. Idlib, which borders Turkey, was captured in 2015 by an alliance of jihadists and rebels. A suicide car bombing of a NATO convoy in southern Afghanistan has killed at least one Romanian soldier, injured two more. VOA's Miriama Diallo has the story.
A government spokesman said the attack occurred close to the airbase in Kandahar. The suicide bomber rammed his explosive-packed car into the foreign military convoy, which was on a routine patrol in the area. A Taliban spokesman swiftly took credit for the blast, claiming it destroyed a military vehicle and killed seven foreign invaders. The insurgent group often makes casualty claims that later turned out to be untrue. Mariama Diallo, VOA News.
President of the International Olympic Committee, Thomas Bach, says he remains confident the Winter Games will go as scheduled in South Korea despite growing tensions, including North Korea's ballistic missile test. Bach says the IOC will continue to appeal for diplomatic solutions to the problems. Olympics scheduled for February 8th through the 25th. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Russ Davis here, welcoming you to another edition of Jazz America here on VOA 1. And on this edition of the program, I have two different themes in one show. A celebration of Dee Dee Bridgewater and her return to her hometown Memphis, and a celebration of the 60th Monterey Jazz Festival. The great vocalist, composer, producer, record company owner, and NEA jazz master, Dee Dee Bridgewater, has a varied style of music to present with each project that she has created over the years. Well, she's finally decided to get around to returning to the place where she was born, Memphis, Tennessee, in the southern United States. A very bluesy kind of place, and a place where Memphis soul has become a very important style of music in the history of the music of the United States. Well, she decided to take some of those Memphis soul classics and turn them into jazzy pieces on the new release, Memphis, Yes, I'm Ready. And we'll talk to her about that and hear cuts from that album on this edition of the program. But to begin things, here's the other theme of this program. Music from the past. In one of the most famous jazz festivals of all time and one of the longest running. This year, the 60th annual Monterey Jazz Festival on the beautiful California coast at the Monterey County Fairgrounds will happen this week, Friday through Sunday, September 15th through the 17th. And you'll be hearing, if you happen to be lucky enough to be there, over 500 artists performing nonstop on 8 stages for 3 nights and 2 days. So we'll celebrate the Monterey Jazz Festival in California by giving you classic cuts from the past, including this one to begin this edition of VOA's Jazz America. Let's go way back and enjoy the Count Basie Orchestra with the song, I Needs to Be Bead With. A great way to begin this edition of VOA's Jazz America.
Yeah.
That is the great guitarist Larry Carlton with Germany's SWR Big Band from a new release titled Lights On that was recorded live at the SWR Television Studios in June of 2016. That's a very jazzy big band version of the pop classic Black Friday from Steely Dan. This is a wonderful brand new release with new big band. There just seems to be more and more of it coming out all the time. Well, Dee Dee Bridgewater is going to give us a little bit of a big band style and very much a Memphis soul style with a cut from her brand new release titled Memphis, Yes, I'm Ready. She was ready to return to her hometown, literally and figuratively, as she revisited the music of Memphis with a host of great Memphis musicians, and among them, the wonderful saxophonist Kirk Whalum, who kind of led the band with the big horn sound. We'll enjoy the classic pop song B-A-B-Y, Baby. After I surprise Dee Dee Bridgewater in Detroit, as she had just emerged from the Detroit Jazz Festival talk tent.
Russ Davis here from Voice of America, Major Radio. And whoa, please, you just scared a whole bunch of people around the world.
I'm so sorry. I didn't know.
I love your comments. So good to see you.
It's so good to see you.
All right, now, I just got one quick silly question.
What?
What was a bigger thrill for you, to give birth to and raise that beautiful little girl, China, or to become an NEA jazz master?
Oh, to give birth to and raise my baby.
So that NEA thing didn't mean anything?
The NEA thing is wonderful, but you said which was the biggest. No, nothing can top raising your baby.
I tell you.
But no, I'm honored. I'm honored to be the 2017 NEA Jazz Master. I'm so honored. And I'm thrilled that Diane Reeves and Joanne Brackeen are going to be number 20 and 21. Yes! Women rock, women rule. We women rule.
This is the century of women.
It is.
And I'm glad to be part of it, and I hope I live as long as I possibly can, because it's time for that maternal instinct to take over, the nurturing, the loving, the caring.
Oh, our country needs nurturing and loving.
Our world needs it.
Our world. You are so right.
Yeah. Well, I know I've gotten all your comments here about how to take charge of your life and your career, and I just wanted to congratulate you on being an NEA Jazz Master. I was there when you got it and gave your speech and everything, and it was really a wonderful moment.
Thank you. It was for me, too.
Good to see you, as always.
Good to see you.
Oh, my goodness. I got a kiss from Dee Dee Bridgewater. I can die a happy man.
Call me, baby, when you squeeze me real tight. squeeze me real tight. You know you make a wrong things right. And I can't stop loving you. And I won't stop calling you. B-A-B-Y, baby. I like it. I like when you call me.
Baby, a Memphis soul classic, written by the great Isaac Hayes and originally recorded and made into a super hit by Carla Thomas, who, by the way, stopped by the studio in Memphis in 2016 to hear the mix of the song that she had originally made famous and that Dee Dee Bridgewater was going to make famous all over again on the album you just heard from, Memphis, Yes, I'm Ready. And speaking of Memphis, here's another classic with homage to that wonderful, soulful bluesy town. Memphis Underground is the name of the song, the title cut from the jazz fusion era work from the great flutist Herbie Mann, with help from the late great guitarist Larry Coryell, on Jazz America from VOA 1. That familiar, cool, soulful, bluesy groove that comes out of Memphis, Tennessee. Hopefully you're getting the sense of this music as we give you a taste of Memphis and jazz coming together. And you just heard a very, very tasty piece. Memphis Underground, Herbie Mann with Larry Coryell. More coming up with our conversation with and music from D.D. Bridgewater. But first, I want to invite you to get in touch with me by email. It's very simple. I'll give you the email address to which you can write with your questions, comments, or requests for music. Here's the address. jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com. And here's a message I've received recently, which reads as follows, with the subject line, request a nice gospel jazz piece. Dear presenter, I've been listening and enjoying the jazz presentation this morning. Please, can you play me some gospel music in a jazz rendition? I will be glad to hear one played for me. Best regards, Godwin N. Jackson. Well, Godwin, it would be my pleasure to play a gospel-tinged piece of jazz for you. And it comes from an artist we're featuring this week with D.D. Bridgewater, Kirk Whalum, who was also born in Memphis, just like D.D. And he is very much influenced in his life and in his music by gospel music. In fact, he has released a series of albums titled The Gospel According to Jazz. And from his most recent, with a host of the musicians joining with him in recording D.D. Bridgewater's new album, it's called The Gospel According to Jazz, Chapter 4. And here is his own gospel-flavored piece that he composed, titled Beauty in Strength, Strength in Weakness. And I think you'll get the message and the feeling, the gospel feeling, as you hear this here on VOA's Jazz America. another piece of classic jazz with a message. A gospel feel, if you will. What the world needs now is love. The famous song written by Burt Bacharach and Hal David. Interpretation from the 1966 album Tequila by the late great guitarist Wes Montgomery. Now let's turn to more conversation with Dee Dee Bridgewater. Get some more thoughts from her about Memphis and the project that she had in mind. Memphis, yes, I'm ready. These are some of the comments she made at the Kennedy Center when she became an NEA Jazz Master. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome 2017 NEA Jazz Master Dee Dee Bridgewater.
I just finished recording an album that is a blues album. It's going to be my first blues album, and it's an album that I recorded in Memphis, Tennessee, where I was born. Because I have decided I'm at a point in my life where I need to understand completely the whys, the hows, all the reasons that have made me be the person that I am today. And even though we spent only 3.5 years in Memphis, Tennessee, that is in my blood. That city is in my blood. That food is in my blood. That music is in my blood. When I was a teenager, I found a radio station out of Memphis. I was in Flint, Michigan now. I found this radio station. It's called WDIA. And baby, it came on at around 11 o'clock at night, or at least that's when I could get it. It was still a little... The first song I heard the first time I found this station was Given Up by Gladys Knight and the Pips. And that rocked my world. And then I heard Bobby Blue Bland. And then I heard me some BB. Now, God is really good because BB and I became friends during my career and while he was here on this earth. Anytime I would see BB King, he would invite me on the stage, and we would do a number together. And I would love to throw my legs up and get all funky and get all down in that blues, baby. So I had to go there. So that's my next project.
This one is for the king. It's for BB. The thrill is gone. The thrill is gone away. The thrill is gone, baby. The thrill is gone away. Be sorry someday. The thrill is gone. It's gone away from me. The thrill is gone, babe. The thrill is gone away from me. The thrill is gone. It's gone away for good. Lord, the thrill is gone. Baby, it's gone away for good. We'll be right back. you know I'm free, baby. I'm free from your spell. I'm free, baby. Lord, I'm free from your spell. Wish you well. The thrill is gone. The thrill has gone away. The thrill is gone, baby. Lord, it's gone. Gone so far away. Someday you know you've done the wrong and you'll be sorry someday. You know you've done the wrong, baby, and you'll be sorry someday.
Dede Bridgewater doing a B.B. King classic from her new album to a classic live performance at the Monterey Jazz Festival by Herbie Hancock, Cantaloupe Island, on Jazz America from VOA 1. comes on this edition of VOA's Jazz America, Dee Dee Bridgewater with her return to her hometown of Memphis with Memphis, Yes, I'm Ready, and a salute to this weekend's 60th edition of the Monterey Jazz Festival. That was Herbie Hancock from Days Gone By, and it just so happens that he'll be playing at 2017's Monterey Jazz Festival too. More coming up next hour. Stay tuned, won't you?